Worldwide, 5,900 cases of SARS and 212 deaths have been reported to the World Health Organization. Scientists found the virus that's causing these problems in the third week in March and have been learning more about it every day. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports now on what they have found out and what they'd still like to learn.
Anyone with access to the internet can see what the virus looks like at a molecular level. Its genetic structure has been posted for weeks. Today, the journal Science posted official descriptions by U.S. and Canadian scientists. The virus's genes line up along an unusually long strand, not of DNA, but its cousin, RNA. It's a coronavirus, so scientists like the World Health Organization's Klaus Stöhr have compared its genes with those of other coronaviruses that infect humans and animals.
And what we are seeing is that each of these genes differs from the genes which are found in other coronaviruses. So what that indicates is that there has been no swapping of large portions of genetic material between the existing coronavirus and this new virus.
And what that means is that the SARS virus is not a result of a simple mutation in an existing coronavirus, and it's very unlikely the virus arose from a lab accident or through the efforts of a bioterrorist. But while the structure rules out those sources of the virus, it's left scientists scrambling to figure out where it actually did come from. Five strains have been defined so far, one of which came from Carlo Urbani of the WHO. He was the doctor who first identified the disease and later died from it. Understanding the differences between these strains could explain some mysterious differences in the disease, such as why it spread so rapidly in a Hong Kong apartment building, or why it's got a higher death rate in Canada compared to the U.S. Stöhr says figuring that out will take much more work.
In order to be able to draw conclusions or link the genetic makeup of a virus with the understanding of the clinical characteristics of the virus, you have to have a large number of viruses and good clinical data.
Still, it's good to know it's a coronavirus, says Ralph Barrick of the University of North Carolina.
Seems to be similar enough to other coronaviruses to provide really good guesses for how to proceed.
The first guess comes from what it looks like.
If you look at coronavirus particles in the electron microscope, they have a halo or a crown-like appearance. So they have these very, very clear, big surface projections that give the particle this appearance of a crown.
Those projections are made of a protein that latches onto cells to infect them. And in animals, the protein has been the basis of effective vaccines. But while the genetic sequence for the crown protein in the SARS virus isn't like any other known coronavirus, there are hundreds of other unsequenced coronaviruses that either don't cause serious disease or don't cause disease in economically important animals. Barrick says those viruses haven't been taken very seriously.
Coronaviruses have historically suffered from the perception that they're common cold viruses, and so funds to go out and actually survey the biodiversity of the coronavirus family really weren't available until probably now.
Human coronaviruses are generally very difficult to grow in the lab, but luckily this one grows in monkey cells, says Catherine Holmes of the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center. She's been studying coronaviruses since 1977 and knows they have a lot of quirks. Holmes, like other scientists, has been impressed by the speed of discovery, but she says the next steps will take longer.
I think vaccine development and drug development is a slower process, and I hope that people aren't going to think that they will proceed as quickly as molecular biology.
In one more triumph for molecular biology, at a World Health Organization press conference earlier today, the WHO's Klaus Stöhr said a test for the virus is proving accurate enough so that it should be used in people who have some of the symptoms of SARS but no lung problems. If those people test positive, they should be isolated as if they have the full-blown disease. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.